Hey guys, what's going on? How's lunch? We're eating. How's the food? Yeah. Well, we got to thank our chefs. You guys, way to go. Great recipes. Yes. Yes to our chefs. Well, I promise you guys a little more fun. And so we have some entertainment for you guys today because this is a state dinner. And we always have entertainment at our state dinners, okay? So this is no different. So it is my pleasure. I want to make sure we are welcoming all the way from Walt Disney World Resort. We have with us today the performers from The Jungle Book, Alive with Magic. You guys, come on in.
That's all right. How's the fun with us? Get those hands going. You're at the White House. Namaste. That is how we greet each other in India. Can you say it with me? Namaste. Wow. Look at us all here. My name is Fadul, and I have brought some friends with me, and we are so honored to be here. It is our pleasure. But I hear we have some very innovative chefs among us, so congratulations to you. You got your plates chosen for the Healthy Lunchtime Challenge. That's incredible. And you know, food, it is the center of every celebration, as is music and dance and storytelling. And today, we have a very special story for you. It's the story of The Jungle Book. Has anyone seen The Jungle Book?
Have you seen it?
Oh, yes.
Has anyone read The Jungle Book?
You read it?
All right. That's the beauty of stories, reading. You're able to travel all over the world without ever having to leave your hometown. And today, we're going to be traveling into the wild jungles of India. In The Jungle Book, the Wolfpack family, they live by what they call the law of the jungle. It's a set of guidelines that keep them together as one. So my friends and I, we want to share that law with you. Let me hear the law.
This is the law of the jungle, as old and as true as the sky. The wolf that keeps it may prosper, but the wolf that breaks it will die. Like the creeper that girdles the tree trunk, the law runneth over and back. For the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. Ow!
How with us? Oh. All right. You guys are all now part of our Wolfpack family. And The Jungle Book, it's a grand story, and it's filled with adventure and danger and friendship. But at the heart of it all, it's family and acceptance. So let's begin. But first, we need music, musicians, the sitar. Mystical Bansuri. Magical, the violin. Heartwarming, the tabla. Exciting. Each Indian instrument is beautiful, but play together.
Harmony. Harmony.
The Jungle Book. Once upon a time, in the wild jungles of India, Bagheera, a wise panther, once said, "Many strange tales are told of this jungle, but none so strange as the tale of the cub we called Mowgli." Several years before our tale takes place, Bagheera, he found the young man cub and brought him to be raised by a pack of wolves as one of their own. Does anybody know what they called him?
Mowgli.
Mowgli?
That's right. They called him Mowgli. But not every animal in the jungle believed Mowgli belonged there. Shere Khan, a fearsome tiger, reminded the animals of that.
Man cub becomes man, and man is forbidden!
To save his family from Shere Khan, Mowgli decided to find a new home, a place where he belonged. But before he left, his wolf mother Raksha told him,
"Never forget this. You are mine, mine to me. No matter where you go, or what they may call you, you will always be my son."
And with a final goodbye, Bagheera and Mowgli ventured for a new home. The beauty of the jungle opened up before them. A parade of elephants! And Bagheera taught. The elephants created this jungle, where they made furrows with their tusks, the rivers ran. Where they blew their trunks, the leaves fell. They created all that belonged, the mountains, the trees, the birds in the trees. Along the path, Shere Khan surprised attacked Bagheera and Mowgli. Bagheera, he warned Mowgli, "Listen. This is not a game. Go to the north, for the sky glows at night. I will find you on that path. Go!" Suddenly, Mowgli was alone in the jungle, and he met a giant python snake, Ka, who tried to hypnotize him with her voice and eyes.
"What are you doing so deep in the jungle? Are you alone? That's not good. We should never be alone. Let go of your fear now. Trust in me. Trust in me. Just in me.
shut your eyes and trust in me. You can sleep.
Just when all seemed lost, Mowgli met his new best friend who saved him from Ka's coils. Does anybody know who it is? Let me give you a hint. He's a bear. Baloo, that's right.
You say you want to be a man cub. You want to go to the man village. Well, I say you can be a man right here. That's the Baloo way. I look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that brings the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. All right, now, here we go.
How you doing, man? Hey.
Here we go. Right through here. How you doing, darling? Hey. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now, if you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. If you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw if you pick the pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. Let them come to you. They'll come to you.
What fun! But, like every good story, there's always a twist. One day, when Mowgli was alone in the jungle, he got carried away by a bunch of monkeys. Who expected monkeys? And they brought him to their protector, King Louie.
I am the king of the Bandar Log. Call me Louie. Only I can protect you, and I will for a price. There's one thing you have, and that's the one thing I want. The red flowers. Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub and stroll right into town and be
just like the other men. I'm tired of looking around. So Ooby-Doo, I wanna be like you. Ooh-ooh. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. Ooh-ooh. You see it through. Ooh-ooh. Someone like me can learn to be human too.
That's right.
Don't try to kid me, man cub, and don't get in a suit. What I desire is man's red fire, so I can be like you. You give me the secret, man cub, just prove me what to do. Give me the power of man's red fire and make my dreams come true. So who be do? I wanna be like you. Ooh, ooh. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. Too, ooh, ooh. You see it too. Ooh, ooh. Someone like me can learn to be human too. Here we go. Think it's ridiculous that me, a gigantopithecus, would ever dream I'd like to team with the likes of you, man cub. But together we have powers, all the jungle stretch is ours. I got desire, you got that fire, the dream I dream take two. Oh, Ooby-Doo, I wanna be like you. Ooh-ooh. Hey, I wanna walk like you, talk like you. That someone like me can learn to be human too. Can learn to be human too. Can learn to be human too.
Back to our story. Now, Mowgli managed to get away from King Louie, but not before King Louie told him his wolfpack family was in danger. Determined to save his family, Mowgli reached for the most powerful thing he could think of, man's red flower. Fire!
They call it the red flower, man's creation. It brings warmth and light and destruction.
Let it loose, and it destroys everything it touches.
Nothing in this jungle can stand up to the red flower.
As Mowgli ran to save his family, sparks from his fire torch ignited a fire in the jungle. What he had done, Mowgli threw the fire into the river. He stood up. He looked at Shere Khan, with all of his friends by his side, and he said,
I'm not afraid of you!
I'm not afraid of you anymore! But the fires, they still burned all around them, though. But then, a parade of elephants appeared, and Bagheera reminded, where they made furrows with their tusks in the ground. There the rivers ran, and the elephants, They redirected the rivers by using trees and rocks. And they put out the fire. And once again, peace was restored. And Bagheera recounted, "In my years, I've seen a lot in this jungle. But that night, I saw something I'll never forget. I saw a little boy without a people bring all the jungle together for the very first time. And that from that day forward, the jungle was a community of different animals that all came together as one because young Mowgli stood up for the family he loved. Let me hear the law. This is the law of the jungle, as old and as true as the sky. The wolf that keeps it may prosper, but the wolf that breaks it will die. Like the creeper that girdles the tree trunk, the law runneth over and back. For the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack." Oh!
I wanna be like you, boo-boo. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, too. You see it through, oopie-doo, that someone like me can learn to be human, too. Can learn to be human, too. Can learn to be human, too.
I look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, as why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at those fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Wasn't this cool? Did you guys enjoy this? You see how many people have worked so hard because you guys are so amazing? Can you believe this is all for you? Well, I want to thank all of you and the Disney Resort Company, you folks. Disney comes through for us every year. You guys were amazing. I know that you worked hard. I heard you last night down here rehearsing. But you guys did a magnificent job, and I want to thank you for being here to honor these kid chefs for the great work that they're doing all across the country to help us live healthier lives. Right? You guys, yeah, let's thank our Jungle Book cast. So with that, we're going to wrap up the lunch portion of the day, but there's still a few more things in store for you guys, all right? So when I leave here, you guys are going to get to do some more fun stuff here in the White House. You'll have the option, if it's not too hot, to check out the White House Kitchen Garden, but that's totally up to you because it's really hot outside. And we've got some music. Maybe we'll have a visit from Bo and Sunny. I'm going to see if we can do that. Can we do that, you guys? I'm looking out there. Go, you can bring them down. We got a thumbs up, so maybe we'll get a visit from Bo and Sunny. So, again, I want to thank you all, congratulate our chefs, thank our sponsors, thank Rachel, thank all of the folks who help make this day special and for the work that you all do every day on behalf of our kids. I love you guys. I love you guys. So keep doing the great work, okay? All right, we'll see you later.